Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. The news many have been waiting for. Well, we could move into phase two of COVID-19 reopening by the end of June. That's according to National Development Minister Lawrence Wong, who spoke to journalists last night in a virtual press conference. Straits Times political correspondent Lynette Lai was there, and she joins us now to give us more details. Hi, Lynette. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. So tell us, what happened during the press briefing yesterday? What kind of numbers are we looking at for this to go ahead by the end of June?
So basically, two big things. The first is that Minister Lawrence Wong gave some more details on phase two, and he said that we might enter phase two before the end of June if all goes well. So I think that's very welcome news for most people. And another thing is that he also announced that, or rather, Health Minister Gan Kim Yong announced that the discharge criteria for coronavirus patients will be changed. So previously, you know, you had to test negative over a certain period of time. Now, as long as you're well after 21 days, you'll be able to go home.
So let's focus on the first point that you mentioned, and that is that phase two of the circuit breaker could take place before the end of June. So what kind of numbers are we looking at when it comes to COVID-19 cases in Singapore for us to move into phase two?
Ideally, I think we're looking at, you know, numbers that are low and stable. So something like we've seen over the past week, where the number of cases in the wider community is under 5 every day. Although, you know, this might be a challenge because once you have people going out, activities start happening again and numbers are going to rise. So, you know, what you don't want to see the numbers going up too quickly. And I also think that beyond the numbers, you also need to look at the type of cases that come out, whether, for example, you can link them to any clusters. Are the clusters big? Are they easily controlled? Or might they get out of hand? So these are the things that we need to look at.
And what are we looking at when we go into phase two? What will be able to open? I know that they mentioned yesterday restaurants, possibly gyms, so that we can maybe burn off some of those extra circuit breaker snacking pounds. What are we looking at?
Yes, I think restaurants, definitely retail outlets. Gyms, I'm not sure. They didn't mention it yesterday, but they did say stadiums and swimming pools will open. So that's good news. We'll have to probably wait for, you know, the full announcement closer to the date for gyms. And also, if people are wondering about things like museums, bars, clubs, things where, you know, a lot of people are gathered in one place for a longer period of time. But those things, they might open in phase two, but it's very unlikely that that will happen at the start of phase two.
Okay, so we're looking at restaurants, parks, that kind of thing for phase two.
Yeah, and retail stores.
And retail stores. And then speaking of gatherings, we'll be able to meet our friends again, is that correct? But just in a limited number.
Yes, that's right. So you can meet your friends finally, but the group size shouldn't be more than 5. And same thing if you're visiting a household, you shouldn't get more than 5 visitors in a day.
So what kind of free movement can we expect?
In a sense that, you know, we can dine out again, but there'll be, like I said earlier, limitations on the group size. And even if you are dining out as a household, if your group is larger than 5, you'll have to sit at separate tables.
I see. So what can't we do as part of phase two?
Well, the big thing, definitely, you can't go out without a mask. That seems non-negotiable, especially, you know, if we're starting to mix in bigger groups. It's a precaution. It's, like I said, also perhaps iffy at the start of phase two, especially on whether you can go to areas like places of worship, clubs, bars, libraries, theatres, museums, basically places with large groups of people packed in an enclosed space for a significant amount of time.
And what does phase two mean for businesses?
Well, it means, I think, that, you know, many businesses will hopefully be able to go back to as normal operations as they can with, of course, appropriate precautions, hopefully, especially for retail stores, food and beverage outlets, which have been, as I'm sure you know, very hard hit during this time. Hopefully, this means that business will pick up for them.
I'm sure the last thing we want as we move into phase two of the circuit breaker lifting is for there to be another wave of COVID-19. Now, what were some of the messages of caution that were given during yesterday's briefing?
I think the usual, you know, advice applies. Wear a mask. Don't just go out and have a big party and think that everything is fine. And now that we're easing restrictions, we can go back to life as normal. Because you know, the virus is still out there, it's still very contagious, and just one person, as we've seen from the SAFRA cluster, just one person can result in many, many more people getting ill. And, you know, that will set our progress back.
Really important for all of us to continue to be responsible and cautious then. We're speaking to Straits Times political correspondent Lynette Lai. Lynette, I want to ask you the second announcement that was made yesterday, and that was that a change to discharge criteria was announced. Can you tell us more about that change? What does it mean?
So previously you had to test negative twice over 24 hours to be discharged. But now you can be discharged after 21 days as long as you're clinically well. And this means, hopefully, that a good amount of people, although we don't know how many yet, will be able to go home. Previously, you'd have people who might test positive, even though they're well, and as a precaution, they would be just kept, you know, in the community care or recovery facility.
So why have they made these changes now?
So previously, we were erring on the side of caution because we wanted to be absolutely sure that these people couldn't infect anyone else. But now we've come to understand that when we test someone, when they test positive, it might be because the test is picking up fragments of the virus, even though the virus itself is no longer viable. And the World Health Organization has also, you know, changed its recommendations on how long people should be isolated for. And lots of other countries, for example, South Korea, have also, you know, taken this advice. And now knowing all this, it makes sense to let these people go, and it frees up resources, testing resources, beds, healthcare staff.
What would this mean for those that are still in hospital? And is this effective immediately?
Yes. So I would think, you know, that the people who would be able to go home, I mean, hopefully they're already packing up now. They're getting ready to stay at home.
Okay. Well, that's good news for them. Is there anything else that they mentioned yesterday that you think our listeners should hear about?
Well, perhaps just one caveat to the discharge criteria is that people who are immunocompromised, who have weakened immune systems, that change won't apply to them because of the immune systems, the virus might still be viable after 21 days. So unfortunately, they won't be able to the hospital.
Well, Lynette, thank you so much for your time and for sharing those updates with us. I know a lot of people feel that that's a little bit of good news to look forward to as we move into the weekend.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks. You take care and keep healthy and safe. You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and we've been speaking to Straits Times political correspondent Lynette Lai.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.